With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station. And you know, you can download the Odyssey app right now. And when you do, well, you get to listen to us pretty much wherever you are, man. Listen to The Rock. Also, all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. Lots of great podcasts, by the way, on Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time. To beat Megs, and it's Tuesday, so let's turn down for tequila.
What? Tequila.
Okay.
Tequila.
See, right there. And it is, what was it, a National Eat What You Want Day?
Yes.
So you can mix that tequila with whatever you want.
Oh, well, okay, that's drinking what I want day. I don't know if that's happening.
Well, you can have something to eat with it, and that can be whatever you want, but I'm saying you should still keep to the tequila.
Ah, all right then. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, it's still whatever. Do whatever you want. Let's get to our contestant. We got Steven in Kingston. Steven, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, Steve. This Steve, get out of here.
Or stay. Do whatever you want.
We really,
you know what? I think I'll stay then.
No, you can't do that.
Why? I can do what I want.
No, you can eat what you want. It's National Eat What You Want Day.
You did say do what you want.
Say that. Do what you want, too.
Yeah. We're going to do it together. We're playing a game against each other together.
That's right, baby.
That would be.
All right,
I'll go. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how that would work, and now you're just breaking my brain on here. For those playing at home, Steven will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Steven, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the only letter of the alphabet not to appear in any name of in any U.S. state?
X.
No.
Z.
No.
Pass.
What was the first animal to be successfully cloned?
Goat.
No.
Sheep.
Yes. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
E.T.?
No.
Pass.
Cam Newton plays what position in football?
Quarterback.
Yes. In what month were the original Star Wars films released?
April.
No.
February.
No.
March.
No. In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away?
1990s?
No.
80s?
Yes. Who played Dan Connor on Roseanne?
Oh, man. I can't remember his name. Pass.
Which bodily organ produces urine?
Bladder.
No.
Kidneys.
Yes. A plague is a group of what insect?
Fleas?
No.
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Choke. Just choke.
Yeah. Wiz, like, this Steven needs this Steve to choke or not do great.
But he again, did what he wanted.
Yeah, I guess you could do what you want, even though it's just eat what you want day.
Yeah, baby.
Turned into something
well,
very
hopefully
weird.
He chokes on whatever he eats.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to have to rethink that chicken I was planning on eating earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many, many bites.
Watch for bones. Watch for bones.
It's boneless, buddy.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the only letter of the alphabet not to appear in the name of any U.S. state?
Jeez, man.
X? No.
Q.
Yes.
Nice.
What was the first animal to be successfully cloned?
A sheep.
Yes.
Dolly, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Ooh. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No.
Good movie, though.
Star... Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Star Wars.
No. Yeah. Cam Newton plays what position in football?
Quarterback.
Yes. In what month were the original Star Wars films released?
Ooh. December.
No.
November.
No.
October.
No.
Oh.
In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away?
The 10s.
No.
The 20s?
No.
The 30s.
No. Who played Dan Connor on Roseanne?
John Goodman.
Yes. Which bodily organ produces urine?
The liver.
No.
Oh, crap. The kidney.
Yes. A plague is a group of what insect?
Locusts.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6. You win. 6-4.
Oh, sorry that's about that, Steven.
Yeah, so close. Yet so far away.
Yeah, choke on your own food, buddy.
Whoa.
Wow. There's a good winner right there. That's a classy winner.
Yeah, good sport there. Good sport.
Yeah, gracious.
Does anybody know the film that Steven Spielberg won his first Oscar for Best Director?
I believe I do. Anybody else? No?
No.
Jedi?
I believe it was Schindler's List.
It is Schindler's List, and most of those are George Lucas type movies. Oh. But I know Empire Strikes Back, I know he didn't even direct that one, so.
Damn it. Franchise.
Yes. In which decade of the 20th century did Salvador Dali pass away? Steven got this one correct. It was the 80s. He didn't die until 1989.
That would have got me. I thought he died earlier than that.
Yeah. No,
wow.
he was a 20th century artiste.
You would think as a former artist, BJ, you would know that.
Right. Yeah,
good point. You're right. I totally have let my artist fandom down.
Well, in spite of all of that, Steve, congratulations. You still won.
What about Star Wars when it came out, buddy?
Nobody
got that right.
Nobody did get that one right. Do you know that one?
Oh, it's, I think, got to be July.
No, it wouldn't be.
Would it be August then?
No, it wouldn't be.
Would it be April? May?
There you go. It is May.
It.
Yes.
They came out in May?
Mm-hmm. They all came out towards the end of May. I think Memorial Day around those areas, because it was like the 21st or the 25th on those ones.
Wow. For some reason, I felt like it was the summer of 77 when I saw that movie, but I guess it was May of 77.
Did you see it on opening weekend?
No, I know I didn't see it on opening weekend, okay. But I feel like I saw it, you know, before anybody else was really figuring it out.
Right on. So, yeah, they were May. So, again, congratulations, Steve.
Thank Good you. Job, Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's about time. Okay. You know what it is, of course. You brought it up earlier in the Migs cast. It is National Eat What You Want Day, and we talked a little bit about it before we started this whole thing. And
that was the Migs report, BJ.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy if I did my Migs cast in the middle of our show.
Oh, did I say the Migs cast?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, there's a lot of Migs running around. I'm not
All
sure
the
what
Migs.
The hell we're talking about.
Baby Migs. Adult Migs.
Yeah, you're right. So it is National Eat What You Want Day, and, well, of course, when you have something like this, you ask people, all right, you get to eat what you want, what do you want? And we got the top foods that people say they would eat every single day if they didn't have to worry about the consequences of eating that food.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ice cream. My wife and I were just talking about that yesterday. Like, she was wondering if she could ever get sick of eating ice cream. And I said,
number four
I'd like
on
to
the
find
list.
Out. Yeah, I would want to eat ice cream every single day. Breakfast,
yeah, really,
lunch, and dinner.
Really good ice cream. I mean, really good ice cream. Like you know, Molly Moon's, quality.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, all qualities. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess, you know, I've become a little bit of a snob Because, you know, again, you get snobbish when you know you are spending calories, you know, like, I don't want to eat crap and get calories. So when it comes to ice cream, it's like, let me make sure I really go and get myself a good ice cream if I'm going to have it.
I can't think of a time where I thought this ice cream's crap, even like store bought, like just like the basic vanilla ice creams at a store. I've been like, this is delicious.
Even the little cups with the little wooden spoons.
Those are the best with the chocolate vanilla ones.
Yes, the swirly.
I could eat like 10 of those right now.
There's Molly Moons, and Steve, I don't know if you got to do this when you were in Hawaii, a place called Lappert's, and that's delicious ice cream. So to me, I feel like that's just a step above like supermarket brand and anything you get in the supermarket.
Well, you know, beef highfalutin all you want. I'm going to take whatever ice cream chucked at me.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So but ice cream's number four on the list. Somebody in this room, I know what they like for food, and it is number one on this list.
Pizza!
That is Danny as the winner, ladies.
Yeah!
You can't have bad pizza, ever.
Yeah, and that's what everybody would want to have if there were no consequences.
The problem with pizza, too, is that you just can't eat, like, one or two slices. But I need to eat the entire, like, the entire pie.
If you didn't gain weight... Can you imagine how many pizzas we'd crush a day?
Forget about it.
Just have it one in the break room.
I would be eating a slice right now as we're talking.
Exactly.
And just think of what you can put everything on a pizza. Yeah. Like anything you want. So at that point, like if it's like you can only have one food forever, it would be pizza because you can put whatever you want on it.
See, now for me, I love pizza, but number two might actually be my number one.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
No, it's not hot dogs, but it's in the pizza family as far as I guess family. Culture.
Oh, culture. Calzone.
Well, you're close, Vicky.
Raviolis.
Steve, you are a little too specific, but pasta, basically.
Pasta.
You know, either ravioli is stuffed pasta, but yeah, pasta's number two. Yeah, I love pasta. I mean, you know, I was raised in an Italian family, so in the Northeast, so pasta was our life. You know, pasta was just, you always had pasta.
Yeah, like, even just, like, we very infrequently have spaghetti days, but I get really, really excited. Even though it's kind of like, well, we'll just throw everything into a pot, and that's what you get, and it's fine. But I'm like, no, I really, really, really like spaghetti.
I'm with you, Rev. Yeah, oh, spaghetti and meatballs. Oh, just old school awesome.
So I wanted to go back to the ice cream thing. I said, Steve, would you eat black licorice ice cream?
No.
Well, see, that's that. No, I mean, like I said, all ice cream because of the typical flavors.
All
like,
brands.
I mean, someone just said, hey, would you you love ice cream so much, why don't you just have poop ice cream? I'm like, well, no. That's not.
Oh, really. Don't knock it till you try it. Poop ice cream's amazing.
You're not picky on brands.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't. Certain flavors I'm just not going to roll with. And black licorice would definitely be one of those flavors.
Yeah, right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you brought in black licorice ice cream right now, I would at least try it. Right.
Well, for science.
Right.
Science!
Oh, someone said Safeway carries those ice cream cups with the wooden spoons.
Ooh,
Caramel swirl, strawberry swirl, chocolate swirl, birthday cake. And also Breyers cups.
It does bring you back. When I grew up in Massachusetts, the Hood was the dairy, and so they called them Hoodsies, the little cups with the spoons. They were so good.
I would always get mad, though, if there wasn't, like, a perfect amount, like 50% chocolate, 50% vanilla. If, like, one, like, we just had, like, 80% chocolate, I'm like, what is this? What? Do your job. You had one job.
Quality control is really lacking on this one.
Right. I'm a 5-year-old questioning the work ethic of a person filling ice cream cups. Right.
Now, Danny,
a machine. Yeah, right.
Danny, did you sample any of the Friendly's ice cream? I mean, I think you had a shake when you were in Massachusetts because Friendly's ice cream, which is a local place in Massachusetts, so good.
I didn't have a shake. We did. Lily made me get ice cream after every meal we had, though. So I had the cookie dough and it was great.
Yeah. Friendly's is good stuff. See, that's the, you know, that's, oh, man.
Our buddy Photog Jim from King 5 said sushi every day, all day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sushi didn't make the top 10. Oh. Interesting. Well,
there's a large number of people that just don't want to party with sushi at all.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, now I would argue that like a place like Trapper Sushi, man, the way they do certain sushis, you don't ever have to touch raw fish, and they have batter fried, you know, fillings, if you will, for this. I mean, yes.
Yeah, so that's a place to bring someone who's on the fence about sushi or doesn't like sushi. You could probably, you know, that's like the gateway drug to sushi for them.
Yeah. Oh, totally. My favorite thing with sushi is I know how much of a fan Steve is with sushi because he went to a sushi place in Nashville, Tennessee.
I did.
Nowhere near any body of water whatsoever.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to this sushi place.
Well, in my head, I'm hoping that they have a really nice, like, fish tank. And they just, like, that's where they get their fish.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, all right. And all else fails, you just get the California roll. And it's just that, K-Rab meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not real crab.
Nope, it's not.
Oh, yeah. It's a, you know what? It's just like going to the Jollibee in South Center Mall, which is one of the Asian restaurants they have there, and you see their spaghetti, and you go, I'm going to go there and have me a fine Italian meal. And it's like, yeah, that is, whatever they're doing, that's not actually
the
fine Italian style spaghetti. Sorry.
Have you had the spaghetti at Jollibee?
I have not had it yet.
It's really good.
Is it really?
Oh, it's awesome.
Wait, is it? Because I see the picture, and the picture doesn't make me. Yeah, is it good, really?
Yeah, if you're going to be ballsy enough to have spaghetti on your menu, I'm going to try it.
And
it,
wait, now you're talking like, you look, dude, you're from an Italian family. Where do you put
it's
this?
It's not mom's cooking, but it's,
okay.
I guess your bar is so low that when you tried their spaghetti, you're like, actually wasn't bad.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to try Jollibee spaghetti. I've always been afraid to, thinking like, there's no way this can be what my expectations are. You know, I mean, all right.
Yeah, give it a whirl, man. It's actually really tasty.
Number three on the list of what people would eat on National All You Eat Day if they could without any consequences is an all-American meal or whatever. I mean, it's a meal. It's a burger. That's it, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say French fries.
That's number seven, Vicky.
I had a burger and French fries yesterday for lunch. It was fantastic.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Well, look at you, all of me. Look at you, Mr. All You Can Eat.
Well, I would have had three burgers if I could eat all of them.
Yeah.
You know?
We had Lunchbox Laboratory over the weekend.
Lunchbox Laboratory. I'm glad to hear they're still in business.
The one in Gig Harbor is, which was awesome. And it was great because we got to witness our daughter Tatum, which we affectionately call her Tater Tot. So we fed her tater tots.
Yeah,
it was like
conception.
It was.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I hope she was a fan of them.
She loved them.
Good.
And then I got the James West burger, which really good. It was a barbecue burger. Highly recommend.
Did you have an adult shake, sir?
No, but Tatum did, and she really loved their boozy shakes.
Pound that shake.
That nap must have been fantastic.
Yeah, she's like, give me more of that vodka in my shake, Dad.
So, you know, I don't know how much the two of you really do my drinking anyway, but my wife and I started having a rule that one of us would be able to have a beverage to take the edge off, because, you know, when you got kids, while the other one would drive, it was like we would switch off. Because you realized, honey, can I just have one adult beverage? Because it's been a long week with the kids, and she'd be, or it'd be the other way around. It's like, all right, I'll drive. And so, like, a place like Lunchbox Laboratory would be so amazing.
Oh, we just skipped alcohol. We're just doing lines of Coke now. It's just, you know, tired.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's just
good
like,
point. You
know, you
got to keep up with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0 to 100.
I mean, she's, the teething thing is just getting ridiculous. Yeah. So we got to do whatever we can to pick ourselves up.
Oh, teething. Oh, and then the terrible twos. Well, congratulations, sir. You know, there was a time you used to love your kid.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, and then teething to terrible twos is when all of a sudden you realize, oh, I can see how a parent can hate their own child.
Dude, I feel like eight of her teeth are popping through right now.
Oh,
it's just like, she's not having fun.
No, she's not.
The boozy shake helped take the edge off for her, though. She really enjoyed the drunken Elvis.
I mean, dude, listen, if we were back 100 years ago, there would be nothing. People rubbing, like, whiskey on the gums and all sorts of... Yeah. They'd be getting those kids drunk.
Though,
yeah.
Dude, legit, my mom put whiskey on my gums when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa!
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, numbed it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my dad just, you know, he just gave me the morphine straight. You know, he's
there you go.
Here you go, pal. Yeah. Anyway, chocolate's on the list. You know, it's my favorite. Also, donuts on this list. That's what I would eat. I also would eat donuts forever.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
We're still waiting for those donuts, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's good. It's a good thing. Good thing I brought the no names the other day. You were all like,
I know.
We got no names. We got donuts coming. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, we'll see if they get here. And you know what? Turns out, yeah.
Well, I think Danny summed it up best off the air. We were talking like, where are those donuts? Where are those cupcakes? And you said there was a certain person holding them all.
Yeah, Sean Astin.
Oh, really?
I was still waiting for Sean Astin to show up to our show.
Sean Astin, our never-to-arrive guest.
Yeah.
He has them all. He's going to bring them all one day.
One day he's going to walk in with all the food that we've been promised.
That would be
the greatest. All the food that we were promised and Sean Astin, that would be the perfect.
Thank you, Samwise.
It's our last day in radio if that happens.
I was about to say, that should be the day we just turn the radio station off.
Yeah.
The whole radio station. Yeah. Sorry, we just got to turn it off. We're done.
Good run. People.
We found closure.
We got a woman that busted her man for having an affair thanks to a feature on his phone. I'll tell you what happened at 7:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I mean, I got busted by what happened in this story because of the damn live photo feature on iPhones.
Oh, and I love the live photo feature.
Oh, if you don't know about it, though, and when it first was introduced, I had it on my phone, but I didn't know what the hell was going on.
But whenever you make like a derpy face, there's a good chance that maybe it won't be as derpy if you keep like playing around with the settings.
Yeah, I didn't know that a picture basically took a little mini video. It was an update, I don't know, what, 2 years ago? This is when it came in, or even longer, live photo? And of course, whenever it first happened, I didn't know about this.
Right.
And a lot of people still don't know about it because this feature just took down a relationship. There's a woman named Serena who posted a video on TikTok on Sunday showing how her boyfriend sent her a photo of an empty bed in a hotel room telling her that he missed her, which, you know, that seems like a nice thing to do if you're traveling. Go, hey, man, I wish you were here. Showing the empty bed.
This bed with me.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, it seems like a nice idea. But his girlfriend was savvy enough to press down the live photo because he sent it to her. And when you send live photos to other people that have the live photo function, they can watch the live photo too. And
I just saw the live photo and it's amazing.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So when she pressed down to see the live photo, at the end of the clip, some random woman jumped onto the bed.
Man,
he
wasn't wasting any time. He's like, hold on, babe, real quick. Let me take a picture to send it to my girlfriend. All right, now fall on the bed.
Right, you could have just waited seconds.
Yeah, the trouble is that if she knew that was the case, Steve, then I'm sure that's why she did that.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, it's just the timing. Leaving your underwear
in the bed.
Yeah, it's like, really? You take a picture of the bed, and then also, unless she really innocently said, oh, all right, you're done? All right, I'm hopping on the bed. Wow.
Oops.
Yeah, that's a big oops. So Serena posted this video, basically the girlfriend that discovered her boyfriend was cheating. She posted it on TikTok on Sunday. It's gone viral, as you can imagine. And it's like, he just says, when this guy you're dating says he misses you, but then you click the live photo, and there's another girl on the bed.
Well, in all fairness, he might still miss her.
Huh? I thought about that. You're right, Steve. I mean, you can be cheating on, you know, somebody important in your life and still miss them. That's true. Right. Yeah, you know, you maybe don't miss the physical aspect of them that you're, you know, engaging in, but
Maybe you miss, you know, the way they, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
So you put things in portrait mode. It doesn't, portrait mode's the way to go.
Okay, oh,
portrait mode, it, yeah. It looks fancier. Everything about it's cooler.
Is there no live photo at that no. point with portrait mode? I'm going to have to remember that myself.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Because I've been busted by saying, can we just get this stupid thing, you know, for this picture for this moron? That's what I have sent a picture of somebody. Like, somebody wanted a picture of me and Kath. And so I'm, you know, we're trying to figure it out. And I go, oh, let's just send this picture to the idiot. And then that's what because it also records the audio.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it does.
So I don't know that audio is being recorded when you're taking a picture.
And you only hear the audio if you have like the little toggle on the side of your phone, on the left side of your phone, if you have it up. Because I never hear the audio of my live pictures, but one time it was up and I'm like, oh, that's crazy. It even has audio too.
Yeah. So that's the problem is I didn't know that. And
I bet that went over well.
Yeah, well, as usual, you know, technology screwed me, but not as bad as this guy who was actually getting screwed in a lot of ways, apparently. A woman catches her boyfriend cheating because of Apple's live photos feature. Based on this, whether it be a relationship or anything else, how did you get busted? Or how did you bust someone? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. How did you get busted, or how did you bust someone else? Your calls and texts after Stained.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman caught her boyfriend cheating because of Apple's live photos feature. Based on this, whether it be a relationship or anything else, how did you get busted or how did you bust someone else? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter says, I'm not proud of this, but I was once busted for trying to have a one-night stand behind my girlfriend's back because she left her laptop in my car. She thought I was home because that's what I told her, but I was actually on my way to another gal's house. I was a moron and deserved the humiliation dump that I received. It was all over Facebook at one point for my friends and family to see. Eye-opener for sure from Ryan.
And he got dumped?
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, yeah, I mean, it's humiliation dump that I received.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I it wasn't meant to be, apparently. But it would have been nice for him to sort of end it first, then go do the one-night stand. But, you know, look, you know, humans are humans, man.
That is very true. Humans yeah. are humans.
Humans are humans. Let's go to Steve. I think it's Steve. Is he on line one? Do we have...
No, we lost him.
No. Oh, we lost Steve. Damn it, Steve!
I'm right here, guys.
Steve, the other Steve.
The other here. Steve. Well, I wonder about Vicky because I know of a situation where I got Vicky into trouble. I wonder if she remembers that one.
Oh, I do.
Oh, hell yeah, I thought you would.
Because we were talking about, it was around April Fool's many years ago, and I was talking about how a guy I was seeing pranked me, saying that he was actually moving to a different state, and that's how I actually fell for it. And you're like, oh, that guy that I saw at the park with you. And I was like, no, that's a different guy.
Whoops.
So I think only one of them heard it, but it wasn't that big a deal because I wasn't official with either of them. But I was just like,
well, you weren't now.
Could you just
well, I mean, you know, you just assume people are like with one person. I forget that not everybody was as lame as me and could actually have multiple people hanging in their life.
So, like, you know, I don't have a whole, like, I have a finite amount of time, so I got to get going with all those first dates, get them out of the way, see which one's going to stick. Neither of them stuck.
Yeah.
They're both, I think, married
bad
now.
Bad spaghetti.
Yeah, bad spaghetti.
Well, good for the whoever wall that they're stuck on now.
Right?
Yeah.
They're all happy, I think.
I helped with that, by the way. I helped you weed out the chaff.
You did not help with that.
I did.
Totally. He's like a modern-day matchmaker.
Look, if somebody really cares about you, they might go, all right, you got somebody else, but I'm still going to prove I'm the best. I'm not going to dump you. I'm not going to be mad. But you know what? These two, neither one of them proved that you were worth fighting for, Vicky. Right. How's that? See?
Aww.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I fixed it, sort of.
See, I always get busted for, like, food stuff. I mean, one time hitting the brakes on the car, and all of a sudden a Burger King package rolled on from underneath my driver's side, and then my wife's like, what is that? I'm like, I have no idea. It must have been there when we bought the car. She's just like, whatever.
What a slob, the previous owner.
Coming in the house with pizza sauce on my cheek. She's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I got into a knife fight. That's blood.
Yeah. You know, like,
but I think one of my favorites happened when, like, we have a couple of coffee places that we go to, and they know our orders. And sometimes, like, one will go and get the order for both. Well, sometimes when I would go to that place, I would also get a cookie. But I wouldn't tell my wife that I would get a cookie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
One time she went to go get us the coffees and they gave her the cookie and she came back, you know, like, I mean, she bought it. It's not like, and she's like, hey, here's our order. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. You got me a cookie. She's like, no, they offered it because that's what you usually get. I'm
oh,
like,
oh, man.
Yeah, baby.
I probably should have this conversation with our barista. Like, this is just alone.
Yeah.
This is between you and me.
It's on the DL.
Yeah. My wife does not need to know about this information.
It really is funny because, you know, you don't know what you've got to be sneaky about in relationships. Like, some people, you know, no problems with food, but problems with money or whatever. It is funny what each couple has that they go, okay, listen, can we keep this on the DL? And you're like, really? You got to keep that on the DL?
Yeah, she cares about my health and I eat healthy and all that. But like, every once in a while, I like to sneak a little cookie.
Well, that's how
right.
It works.
No, I mean, doesn't sound right either.
Yeah. Your wife is brilliant because she knows that you're going to sneak around with stuff, but the idea that you have to means you will actually regulate yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm way better than I would be if she was just cool with me doing whatever. It's more like, obviously, she doesn't care at the end of the day, and I'm not like oh, man, I'm in the doghouse because I ate a cookie. It's just more funny, if anything.
Yeah, and I think that's a, you know, look, there's got to be somebody that's got to be my keeper, you know, in some department of my life. There's just some part of my life that'd be like, it'd be great to have a keeper. And I think that's what, like, couples can do for each other. They can be each other's keepers in small areas where we're not so good at, you know, and it's like, all right, you know what? I mean, right now, Sarah is that one for me because she's, like, super healthy, too. And so,
oh yeah,
you know, oh, yeah, you know, and so to get her to give me a treat is a monumental occasion.
That's right. There have been times where you've asked one of us to go into the kitchen and grab a donut for, quote-unquote, ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sneak it. I'm sorry. Oh, crap. Your daughter's listening right now.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Steve.
My apologies.
Busted. Yeah.
That's really good, Steve. Thanks for that. That's
I won't do that ever again, I promise.
No, I'm sure you won't.
We'll fix it in post. Don't worry about it.
You know, you know, they say payback is a biatch. I'm all someone say.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, that Tatum kid's got so much candy coming her way. Oh, my God.
No, daddy's going to have to make sure it's safe. So.
Oh, yeah. You got to test it and eat it.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, daddy.
Dad, how come I never get any candy that this BJ guy talks about?
Don't worry, because they're all dangerous candy.
Yeah, they're dangerous candy.
Adults can live through them, but children can't.
It gives you the right Kit Kat, and that's just the wrong one.
Oh, you're working on all the best dad lies now.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You got to get ready for Halloween when she starts being aware of the fact that the candy's supposed to be for her.
That candy will put hair on your chest.
Oh, that's it.
Look what happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah, really, you know what? That's a good example, to be honest with you.
I was supposed to say I got caught by my wife skipping work. I didn't feel like working, and I wanted to date myself just to play video games. So I walked down the street, down the driveway, and went back to the house. When she was gone, she ended up coming back a few minutes because she forgot something. Ended up having to do a bunch of housework and run some errands.
Oh, see, how about you go right into punishment mode? Like, you got to whatever you got to do.
Oh, you got to stay home, clean the toilets.
Yeah, and you actually do it. Like, you know, I guess there's something wired in all of us when we know, like, you know, we're wrong, and we just transfer that from our you know, our parents to our spouses and go, okay, because you still are you're an adult. You can still say, no, I'm going to play games. But I like the fact that dude's like, all right, well, I got busted. Therefore, I got to pay the price. I like that. All right, here's a situation about this well-known rock star that just shared that what he shared just what he promises his bandmates before they go on tour, that they're going to get paid, that they're going to see the world, and that they're going to get stitches. He's going to explain why this is what he prefaces each tour he goes on at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.